90 minutes before we wrap up and head on home for this edition. So let's go to the telephone lines and see who's there. Good afternoon and welcome.
Yes, Mr. Lane.
Hi, good afternoon. Welcome.
Welcome. I heard from the news that you are attempting to open school and open the tourism industry again. Mm-hmm. The two cannot be done simultaneously. It is a collision that we cannot afford. Mm-hmm. We have to let the tourists know that our children come first and they must get back out there to school.
Mm-hmm. What's the collision course between the two? I want to share. I feel honored to be talking to you. I usually listen to you. I feel honored to be talking with you. I want to share my opinion quickly, and then I want you to get down to the brass tacks and tell me what's the collision course. Now, when I hear about tourists coming in, that vaccine, I was like, well, that don't make any sense, because their vaccine, it means they don't get sick and injured, but they could still transmit. And then the people here not vaccinated would be in problems. So vaccinated would be in problems. So I don't. So that's an issue for me that some doctors, some scientists will go come and clarify for me. Now, I don't see the collision between the tourist and school thing, though. I don't see the link between the two.
Well, you just answered it. unwittingly.
No, but explain it to me. No, I think the tourism thing may be an issue because we got to vaccinate more people here first.
No.
But what I have got to do with school?
No.
We're opening
the
school.
The tourists bring the new, the fresh product. They bring in bunkersy fuel.
Oh.
They bring it to blow up.
They bring a jet. No, they got red jet fuel, not bunkersy. Bunkersy is a diesel.
The conflagration we get was a direct result of the British variant, the UK variant. It's in a two ways about it.
Mm-hmm.
Our officials got to look the ambassadors and the high commissioners full in their faces, just as they send out directives whenever you see this gunplay in a certain part of the Caribbean or etc. We got to sit them down and tell them, listen, our resources are limited. Mm-hmm. We are small.
Well, one of the things I understand, I think it was Mira, they were saying it's just a proposal. I don't think they're planning to open it.
No. It is all right for the medical people to say one thing. They don't sit in cabinet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right? That's correct. I know what you're talking about.
I know you would know.
Okay, good. you tell them, listen, we understand that because you have the final inoculation, you can't just pack a bag and come down here.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Correct.
It is a time, it's a timetable. You get your last one, and lo and behold, when you come, we have not even reached, or by let's say May, June, I don't think we would have reached 15% inoculation.
Mm-hmm.
All right? If you know football, you know you play five across the back to stop your two forwards or your number nine coming in.
Mm-hmm.
That is how herd immunity works. You got to have enough, let us say, 70%. And with the new variant, and with the Pfizer, and with the Moderna, and with the AstraZeneca, openly admitting that they are about now to prepare fresh inoculation to fit the three, or there are now five variants.
Mm-hmm.
If you follow the literature, there are no five variants.
I follow it, and that's why I don't envy any policymaker in the world, because you got a whole set of people saying, man, you got to open up the economy, and then they got people like yourself who say, look, man, you got to be careful, because, you know, the bunker seed and the jet fluid coming through the airports and through the businesses. So it is very hard.
And not only that, we be afraid to say we want to see a visa. People in developed countries tell me, we want a visa, whether you're going into the Schengen countries, whether you're going into the Iberian countries, wherever you're going, you need a visa. And what is this visa? I must see it set out by your country carrying the coat of arms or whatever.
A visa.
Visa, same difference.
Yeah, I know. Anyhow, I got to appeal for light because we're coming on to the end and we got a full board.
The final thing I would say here to you.
Yeah.
And when you get here, be prepared to wear a mask and to get an antibody test to see that your vaccine is working.
Working.
But our children have to get back out first. Okay.
Okay, agree. Thanks for the call, sir. Brass Stats, good afternoon. Good afternoon and welcome. We in 2020 now. We ain't got time to waste. Brass Stats, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Tell me 2020 cricket. That'll be bad and quick. Good afternoon. Welcome. You're on your program. Go ahead. Go ahead. We can hear you loud and clear. You're alive. Hello. Oh, dear. Sorry about that, man. You just talk to us. Good afternoon and welcome. Brass Stats, good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon, Corey.
Hey, good afternoon.
Yes, I'd like to talk to you about, well, it's interesting that you just had the gentleman on talking about the COVID and COVID-19 and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
What is your understanding about herd immunity? Because you can either tell me what you understand or let me share what mine is.
You share yours.
Okay, it is the person reaching a level of where the virus doesn't really make them, that's it. They have a greater capacity to resist the virus, even if they catch it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does that tie in with yours?
Yeah, so for the most part.
They
got a part of herd immunity that I don't understand.
Okay.
Right?
Let me go. Let me ask. Okay, let's say people basically have herd immunity. Coronavirus, there's several layers of the flu one, there's cold, there's the COVID-19, they're all coronavirus, which is a specific type of virus. I believe you understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when it comes to the flu one, some people get sick, some people die, and so on, and they've been fighting to wrestle that to the ground for the last 10 years, and they still continue to make adjustments regarding mm-hmm. that. The cold one, people have greater resistance, and so on and so forth.
Right.
But mm-hmm. nobody's. Even though there's a vaccination for the flu one, colder climate.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, herd immunity is having a level of your immune system capacity to fight it off.
Yes.
Clearly, with COVID-19, that also happens because there are people who are referred to as asymptomatic. Those are people who have the virus, but it doesn't make them sick. They're not displaying a lot of symptoms and so on. So are we still together on that?
Yes, we still together on that.
Right. So therefore, that would indicate that there are presently people with herd immunity to COVID-19. So if that is a given, why then is there a mass programming to try to force people who decide for whatever reason that they don't want to take the vaccine to have them vaccinated, and who are also being asked to require a pass that they have? I, in fact, taking the vaccine to go into another country. And quickly, while I'm on this going into another country, usually like to protect the person going in, not necessarily to protect the people who are in the country. You are advised from, if you're traveling from Barbados to, say, South American places that have the yellow fever, to get a vaccine for your own protection. So let me stick up in there. Go ahead.
Right. Now, I think a lot of people would agree that a country wanting to make sure that you have a vaccine to come in is really to make sure that you don't compromise their herd immunity, because some places get a lot of traffic coming through them. So even that, maybe you reach that 70%, but then you got a large number of people coming in, which then will make sure now you actually know at 60-55%. So you compromise your herd immunity. So I guess each country will have its right to, you know, lay out what are the recommendations for people coming in. Their own sovereignty would allow them to dictate that.
Yeah, but because it is the COVID-19 is unfolding, there's certain variants. I just heard the gentleman saying that there are now five and so on. It's unfolding. Even the experts, WHO, they're still telling you, well, you know, even after the vaccine, we don't know how long it would last you. We don't know how, you know, how effective it would be and for how long. So there's still a whole lot of stuff in relation to that. So with,
agree.
With all that as a given, how then are you still making these dictates with regard to it, even in an unknown, with the unknowns that are there?
Sometimes I guess they sound to you like they're erring on the side of caution.
Well, I don't even know if that is it, because when you look at the history, as I said, and how viruses behave and a whole set of stuff, they seem to be more in the mortar than the pestle. I mean, mm-hmm. Usually when people make certain references and talk like I am speaking, you hear this
conspiracy theories, yeah.
and it's a fake news and all this kind of stuff like that.
But the same way, I can tell you why that I come across that way. Because to me, sometimes I think that way too as well. Why? You say the scientists say no, and they know more than you, but you don't know, but yet you know it's not so. You understand?
I didn't say the scientists don't know. They they might know things that they're not even telling us.
No, you implied that they know, meaning that it's new, it's novel, so there's a lot of things they don't even know.
That's what they say.
So they know 50%, then, not even 100. They know 50, but then somebody know 2%, and then it come and seem like if they know more than the scientists, that only know 50%. So I think that's way the conspiracy accusation is thrown around. But I start with the position to just keep an open mind like you, sir. And you listen, you use a little common sense, and you try your best to kind of figure out this thing. Because we all in this boat together.
Yeah. Finally, if I could, please go ahead. What the vaccines basically do is they use your immune system and piggyback. On like the old time one used to put a weakened virus and allow your immune system to train to fight it. These new ones are actually going in there and triggering these devices within your immune system to develop these fighter cells and stuff like that. Right.
Right. No, in the facts I read that they actually put in weak or dead cells and you so your body will fight, and that's what I read.
The RNA,
most vaccines work. No?
Hold on. The difference between those of vaccine that takes those old vaccine, like the polio and so on, that they are similar. It's like they are all fruit, but one apples and oranges. they're different, right?
Correct. No problem.
Anyhow, time is short, so I'll wrap up here.
Go on early next time, man, so that we could run off Pete earlier. Brass Stats, good afternoon. As we head down the horn stretch. Good afternoon and welcome. Good afternoon. If we get a lull in here, no point anymore. A little WhatsApp. Good afternoon and welcome. You're on the air. All right, let me try this here quickly. Corey, please tell my friends in Barbados all the time they have the buying power. The cell phone companies are fully aware. The Barbadian consumers will pay for all kind of backward service, and they have no consequences. Whenever I visit BIM, the cell phone use is extremely frustrating, and I reassure myself that I am purchasing groceries, dining, etc. in the US, and once I pay about $30 for coffee, pie, etc., it would be satisfactory to me. This other one I wanted to get to was asking about the welfare and sometimes the treatment of persons. Now, in terms of treatment of persons for the welfare, something I spoke on in this program, something we can't run away from, and it speaks to how we even again treat to how we feel about each other, and that whole about raising the way our psychology and philosophy about ourselves is a deep problem. There's a frontal problem we can deal with in terms of consequences for treating people in this way, and it's something I think we need to start to look at with immediate effect, right? And we always, when we talk about these things, the brain balance, we say, yes, in all services, there are people who drop the ball, and in all services, there are persons who do well. For the ones that do well, they must be congratulated. And for the ones who foul up, they must be the ramifications to ensure that it does not continue. And that's all we're asking for some fairness. For the first time, I agree with Miss Undecided. Information should have been given out on air, on the press. Yes, Corey, people should have been home during the care package distribution, but remember that seniors and vulnerable persons were being vaccinated, so it's impossible to be in a line at the polyclinic and still be at home. Obviously, that would be for a small number of people, and I can't remember if during the pause they were vaccinating, so that is still a good point. I know some persons who told me that the BDF actually knocked on their doors and asked if they're needed. So some are doing their jobs. And as I said earlier, there are people who would do the right thing, and then there are some who would fall short. Quickly again, some people in Bank Hall, Princess Wales, didn't get any care package, and their children in these homes are low on foodstuffs. Now, I could read these all these individual messages, but the bottom line here is the fact that There are people out there, many people out there who are still suffering. And at the end of the day, we've got to do our best to ensure that whatever program we come up with, we reach as many or all the persons in need as possible. So with that, I want to thank my production team, the one-man team, producer and technical operator Dennis Johnson. I've been your host and moderator Corey Lane, thanking you for spending the day with me here on Down to Brass Tacks, and I want to ensure you enjoy the rest of your day. And just in closing, as we close early, to make sure I can tell you and remind you to focus your attention on things that are true, pure, lovely, admirable, and praiseworthy. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of the Wednesday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. This lane is now closed.